This is Today in History, March the 7th. On this day, back in 1530, Pope Clement VII threatened to excommunicate England's King Henry VIII if he went through with plans to marry Anne Boleyn, who became Henry's second wife after Catherine of Aragon. The Pope made good on his excommunication threat in 1533. On this day in 1793, during the French Revolutionary Wars, France declared war on Spain. Also on this day in 1850, in a three-hour speech to the U.S. Senate, Daniel Webster of Massachusetts endorsed the Compromise of 1850 as a means of preserving the Union. In 1926, the first successful transatlantic radio telephone conversations took place between New York and London. Also on this day in 1936, Adolf Hitler ordered his troops to march into the Rhineland, thereby breaking the Treaty of Versailles and the Locarno Pact. On this day in 1955, the first TV production of the musical Peter Pan, starring Mary Martin, aired on NBC.
Just think lovely, wonderful thoughts, and off you go! I'm flying.
On this day in 1965, a march by civil rights demonstrators was violently broken up at the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama, by state troopers and a sheriff's posse in what came to be known as Bloody Sunday. Also on this day in 1967, the musical You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, based on the Peanuts comic strips by Charles M. Schulz, opened in New York's Greenwich Village, beginning an off-Broadway run of 1,597 performances. On this day in 1994, the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that a parody that pokes fun at an original work can be considered fair use. The ruling concerned a parody of the Roy Orbison song Oh Pretty Woman by the rap group 2 Live Crew.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, girl, you look so sweet.
And on this day, in 1999, American filmmaker Stanley Kubrick dies in England at the age of 70.
The director Stanley Kubrick, one of film's greatest yet most controversial figures, died today. He was 70. An eccentric and recluse, Kubrick was revered by his peers.
One of the most acclaimed film directors of the 20th century, Kubrick's 13 feature films explored the dark side of human nature. Born in New York City in 1928, Kubrick took up photography in high school and became a staff photographer for Look magazine at age 17. A photo assignment on boxing inspired him to make The Day of the Fight, a short documentary film about boxing in 1951. The short was bought by a news service, and he made two more documentaries before making a short feature-length film, Fear and Desire, in 1953, which dealt with war. The movie, produced independently, received little attention outside New York, where critics praised Kubrick's directorial talents. Kubrick's next two feature films, Killer's Kiss, 1955, and The Killing, 1956, brought him to the attention of Hollywood, and in 1957, he directed actor Kirk Douglas in Paths of Glory, a story of military injustice in the French army during World War I. Douglas later enlisted Kubrick to take over production of Spartacus in 1960, a historical epic about the slave rebellion led by the Roman slave Spartacus in 73 BC.
I'm Spartacus!
The film was a box office smash and won four Academy Awards, including Best Cinematography, which was attributed to Russell Meady, but was largely Kubrick's work. After Spartacus, he moved permanently to England, where he directed Lolita, 1962, based on the controversial novel by Vladimir Nabokov. 2 years later, Kubrick scored another major critical and commercial hit with Dr. Strangelove, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb, starring Peter Sellers and George C. Scott.
The Doomsday Machine is designed to trigger itself automatically.
But surely you can disarm it somehow?
No, it is designed to explode if any attempt is ever made to untrigger it.
Automatically.
Dr. Strangelove was a dark comedy about the nuclear arms race that earned Oscar nominations for Best Picture, Best Direction, Best Screenplay, and Best Actor, Peter Sellers. Kubrick spent 4 years working on his next film, 2001, A Space Odyssey, 1968, co-written with English writer Arthur C. Clarke. Now widely regarded as the greatest science fiction film ever made, 2001, A Space Odyssey won Kubrick a well-deserved Best Visual Effects Academy Award.
Well, I won't argue with you anymore. Open the doors.
Kubrick followed up 2001 with A Clockwork Orange in 1971, a controversial social commentary set in the near future. It was given an X rating in the United States for its extreme violence and banned in the United Kingdom, but nonetheless received 4 Oscar nominations, including Best Picture. The Shining in 1980, starring Jack Nicholson as the caretaker of a mountain resort who goes insane, was hailed as a masterpiece of the horror genre.
Here's Johnny!
Full Metal Jacket 1987 addressed the Vietnam War and was another critical and commercial success. In 1997, after a 10-year absence from filmmaking, Kubrick began work on Eyes Wide Shut, an enigmatic thriller starring Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. One of the most acclaimed film directors of the 20th century, Stanley Kubrick, dies March 7th, 1999, on this day in history.
America has heard the bugle call, and you know it involves us one and all. I don't suppose that war will ever